You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, joined in studio now by Kate Lochte and Murray State's LGBT and IHRSA program coordinator and chair of the Murray Human Rights Commission, Jody Kofer-Randall. Jody, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me.
Jody, my attention to workplace bullying was heightened when I read about the recent meeting of the Murray Human Rights Commission with Dr. Alan Bean talking about the prevalence of bullying in the workplace and its subtleties, I guess. But I was taken with Dr. Bean saying that if somebody grows up mean, they're likely to be mean in the workplace as well. And you often don't think of people continuing to be the person they were when they were a kid all their lives.
Right. You know, if you back up before that, there's a statistic out there that says that those that are age 8 and bullied are 6 times more likely to even end up having a criminal record at some point. So it makes sense that those that grow up as the bully or being victimized will have effects from that.
Well, in the workplace, I think what I understand about the legislation that is being proposed in municipalities and in states and policies within companies addresses how do you remedy and define the act that someone is doing against someone else? How do you get that person a passageway to remediation? And how do you do that, since it seems to be really a psychological, social Right. element to workplace bullying?
Right. Well, I think, you know, you have to first agree on the definition of bullying, and that's debatable. There are many forms of bullying out there, and everyone seems to have a different view of what constitutes bullying. But for the city's perspective through our Bully Free campaign, what we have come to understand is that it's malicious behavior that can be physical, nonverbal, verbal, social, electronic, all these different forms that are repeated to cause intentional harm. And with that, though, when you move to what you were referring to as the ordinance that the city is contemplating and the Human Rights Commission has discussed, it gets hard. How do you implement that, and how do you really bring about change? And so one of the things that Dr. Bean has talked with us about is that we have to move this conversation beyond just talking about a policy or an ordinance. Now, we are doing that. I mean, we are going to continue to look at that. But to really bring about a climate change, whether it's in businesses in our communities or in our schools, it's going to take more. And so Dr. Bean actually put together a list of suggestions. There are 8 suggestions that companies can do to go beyond to dive into this work on bullying. Of course, the first was to develop appropriate policies, and you have to do that. But beyond that, there's trainings, there's implementations of anti-bullying programs, empowering employees to take stands, encouraging victims and bystanders to report bullying. And that there's a key part of that when the bystanders. We have observed there are so many experiences, even when we met with the business leaders here in Murray, there were examples brought up of times which I might not have been bullied, but I saw it happening and I chose not to say anything. I walked out of the business, and actually Dr. Bean can tell a pretty powerful story of one time the adrenaline and built up in him, and he stepped in during an incident that was happening, and I believe it was a gas station. But in the moment, he felt he just had to do it. But thinking back, you know, it was somewhat a risky thing to do. He didn't know how it was going to turn out. So bystanders are key. The other 3 areas are provide monitoring. You know, within our businesses, there are certain areas that are higher risks of bullying. You know, and I'm thinking even in like schools, the most common examples that I hear are buses, bathrooms, locker rooms. And I think many of those can transition into the workplace, in the bathrooms, around the water cooler, et cetera. promote investigation of reports of bullying on a timely basis. That's one of the biggest challenges that companies face from a legal standpoint, that you can get yourself in trouble really quickly, is if you do know of these incidents and you do not investigate them in a timely manner, you really open yourself up to some liability. And then hire people that treat people the way you want to be treated. That's sort of that golden rule principle. And Murray's bullying campaign has used that. Dr. Bean pushes that a lot. That if we would just try to teach our youth and our employees, et cetera, to really embody that in the workplace, think of all the difference that could have. So, you know, there are 8 ways, one being the ordinance. But that is only one piece of what we're trying to do.
So when you're talking about training in the community, what is a training session like to deal with bullying?
One of the ideas that come out of our program earlier this month, or our meeting with business leaders, was the creation of a type of certification program. And I actually believe it was Keith Travis with the Murray Calloway County Hospital that made the suggestion that we ought to have something along that line where businesses could participate in some type of training opportunity that we would organize from the city perspective, that then earn them the right to be classified as maybe a bully-free workplace. And there could be an emblem that they could put up, sort of like when businesses participate in the Chamber of Commerce and we see the stickers around. A lot of people take note of that when they see that when they walk in and out. And what a signal that would send if you saw that we're a bully-free workplace. And you know, well, this place values their employees and their customers at such a level that they sent someone to this training. And it's sort of like a train-the-trainer model, that they would then take it back. And then every year they would be required to send another person to re-up their certification. So that's something that the city is working on. We're hopeful to roll it out in October. When there's a national focus on bullying that happens every October, that we're going to try to roll that out by then. So, you know, that's one thing. Inside the training, there's a lot of components that build out these trainings, everything from just some common terminology and getting everyone on the same page as to what constitutes bullying and when does it cross that line from just being bad behavior to a repetitive, intentional thing. And once we get to that, you really get a good dialogue going in a training when you start talking about those things, because everyone's got a different opinion on that. And then there's some best practices. I mean, there's role modeling, role playing. When you go through these things in a training setting, some of the best ways to talk about this is through activities. And so we'll look at doing some of that. So, and I think it's different between the type of audience you have. If we were doing a training for school personnel, that's one type of program. If we were doing a program for the service industry in the workplace, that would be a different kind of program. I think the common problems that come up will vary depending on the type of business.
But in some way, to draw this all together, it's really getting to a point where people do understand that there are ways to help.
Yes.
And ways to change. What I hear you saying is that step by step, mm-hmm. closer we get
yep.
to a bully-free situation.
Right. You know, Murray, for example, we have that designation as the friendliest small town in America. And the Human Rights Commission took that classification or that award and built on it and said, so we know bullying exists. That was one of the first things we had to own up to. And many municipalities and entities out there that do this work never get to that. They shy away from it. Oh, that does not happen here. Well, that's not what Murray did. Murray owned up to it very quickly that Bullying is happening here, but as a community, we're going to respond, and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take the faith-based community, which we're meeting with next month. It's going to take business leaders. We've already begun working with the Rotary Club of Murray and done a presentation for them. It's going to take the schools. We've been working with our superintendents and even across the region. It's not going to matter a whole lot if Murray makes a lot of progress and no one around us does. So we've actually worked with people in Paducah, with the Guest Family Foundation. We have worked with people in Henderson in the city and school leadership there about modeling this campaign in the city of Henderson. And there's been some conversations with Mayfield. So if we see this whole region starting to prioritize this, I think you're going to see it kick to the next level. Hopefully, we'll get to the point where the state of Kentucky, which does have an anti-bullying law applied to schools, the law doesn't have a lot of teeth, as I put it. It does mandate that schools will have policies on it, but it doesn't go much further than that. But maybe we'll get to the point where Western Kentucky is leading the conversation around the Commonwealth and even this whole region beyond Kentucky on addressing bullying and doing it in a way that people want to be part of it. This is not meant to be mandated on the businesses of Murray with this campaign that I'm part of. It's meant to bring the businesses, the schools, the faith-based community in, and they want to do something about it. Because, I mean, even in the workplace, the consequences are pretty intense. Everything from anxiety to sleep disruption to the turnover rate, increased costs of recruiting, low workforce morale. You know, you could go on and on, right down to 18 million lost working days a year, according to Hazards Magazine, because people just don't go to work if they're being bullied. So if that's the case, wouldn't you want to be part of this from a business perspective? So I think we're doing it in a way that we've not had anyone yet come back to us and say, I'm not doing that. Everyone that we've worked with so far has shown an interest. Now, that doesn't mean everyone's, you know, buying in at the level we want right away. It is an education campaign, and we realize that. But we're going to get there one step at a time.
Excellent. Jody, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Hope you come back. Jody Kofer-Randall, Murray State's LGBT and IHRSA program coordinator and chair of the Murray Human Rights Commission.